What are the major clinical trials right now in the adjuvant setting that are being conducted?
Well, it's interesting that for a long time we debated about what were the best initial chemotherapy, and there were numerous clinical trials that were done, and the consensus finally was that in a large GOG study comparing carboplatin paclitaxel versus cisplatin paclitaxel, and that showed that carboplatin paclitaxel was better, and that in fact became the standard of care. But again, even though it's very effective treatment, it's an outpatient treatment. Patients get 6 cycles of this chemotherapy and, again, have a very good response rate with relatively favorable toxicity profile. They do get hair loss. They do get some neuropathy. But it's still a good, solid regimen. And then we try to do some studies and say, okay, let's take some other drugs, such as pegylated liposomal doxorubicin or Doxil or gemcitabine or topotecan, and add them to that combination of paclitaxel and carboplatin, and see if that can improve survival compared to paclitaxel and carboplatin. And there was a very large study reported at ASCO a couple of years ago by Mike Bookman for the GOG with contributions from investigators throughout the world that showed that in a 4,000-patient trial that there was nothing better than the two-drug combination of paclitaxel and carboplatin. Now, there are still some other trials ongoing comparing, for example, paclitaxel carboplatin and gemcitabine carboplatin. Those studies have been, I think, completed. They may be reported at ASCO this year. And there have been other studies of adding drugs such as epirubicin as well. None of them, again, have been shown to impact as yet upon survival or improve survival compared to treatment with paclitaxel plus carboplatin. So that really remains sort of the gold standard. And unfortunately, none of the trials that we've tried to improve upon that by adding new drugs made any difference.